Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jennifer Canfield. This week on AK, Halloween movies. Tomorrow is Hallow's Eve, and it's safe to say that most of us have our costumes and candy ready. But what about something to watch? A scary movie can complete a haunted house or be the perfect pastime between trick-or-treaters. APRN's Dave Waldron set out to find the ultimate Halloween movie.
There's nothing like a great scary movie. They're unique, exhilarating, and often get seared into your memory. I still get freaked out 13 years later when I think of the movie Ju-on, or as the American remake was called, The Grudge. There's these ghosts, and they make this awful sound. If you've ever seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. I will not be watching this one again, but I am always looking for a good Halloween movie. I'm no film expert, though. Luckily, I work just down the hall from one.
My name is John Norris. I am I'm a video producer here at Alaska Public Media, but I also, in my free time, make short films and fun videos, and I run the 48-hour film challenge here in Anchorage.
So are you a fan of scary movies?
I'm a huge fan of scary movies. It's kind of the only type of movie where it's fine if things don't make sense. Like, nobody questions it too much. If somebody, like, runs upstairs when they could clearly just run out of the house because everyone agrees that the movie would be over if everybody made good decisions.
Right. So let's talk about your favorite Halloween movies of all time. And we'll start with the obvious category. What movie freaks you out the most?
This movie called The Descent that came out in, like, 2005, maybe? And it's about a group of women who are spelunkers. So they're spelunking and they get lost in this cave system. And it's like, it's really creepy and scary because it's just dark and claustrophobic the entire time.
Ah, please! Is there anybody there? Hello?
How about the most original horror movie you've ever seen?
Peter Jackson, the director of Lord of the Rings. Before he made Lord of the Rings, he made like a series of like kind of low budget horror movies, and one of them is called Brain Dead, where this New Zealander's mother gets bitten by a Sumatran rat monkey, and she gets an infection that turns her into like a zombie.
They're not dead exactly, they're just sort of rotting.
Father Magruder? Your mother!
It is the most insanely gory but funny movie ever. Highly recommended.
Not everyone is a fan of scary movies. So what's your recommendation for someone who wants the Halloween theme movie but is more comedy and less terror?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Young Frankenstein. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean, it's got everything. It's got Gene Wilder. it's got Putting on the Ritz. Yeah, I think that's my pick. That's like really all you need for Halloween.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Gene Wilder is just the most incredible actor of all time. Just incredibly deadpan. And I wish I could be Gene Wilder in most situations in my life.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
Okay, so you've watched a lot of local films and you've judged quite a bit of them as well. How about the best Alaskan made scare flick?
I think Moose the Movie. It is about a small Alaskan town menaced by a moosetar, which is like a minotaur, but more Alaskan. So if you can find Moose the Movie, it's really funny. I mean, surprisingly well made for the resources they had. And I know a lot of people that put a lot of work into it, and it turned out really well.
Okay, let me see if I get this whole thing right. A moose dressed like a hobo came in here and ripped everybody apart.
Moosetor!
So have you ever made a horror film yourself?
I've made some like horror short films. I made a short film about a stand-up comedian who gets heckled and then murders all of her hecklers.
Because you're a stand-up comic, right?
I do that sometimes, too.
Yeah, so this is, you're channeling some aggression there, maybe.
Absolutely. It's a good release. Not a great film, but it was really fun to shoot. And making horror movies is probably, like, the most fun thing to do because you get to mess around with, like, fake blood.
To see John's full list of favorite Halloween movies, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.